Paramedic Scott Widener crouches in the back of a specially outfitted ambulance.
I am 6 foot, and I'm ducking.
It's first thing in the morning, and his team in Columbus, Ohio, is already hard at work, checking equipment and preparing for their 12-hour day.
Extra drugs, pumps, IV tubing, just different things that we carry for if we do encounter a stroke patient. So this is all truck checks, make sure everything's here, accounted for, working in proper order, ready to go in case we get a run.
A run means somebody has called 911 reporting stroke symptoms. A regular ambulance will show up too, but that ambulance doesn't have the expertise of Widener's team, which includes two specially trained paramedics, a nurse practitioner, and a CT tech. Plus,
CT scanner's the biggest. This rolls out, this cot comes up, and their head goes right in there, obviously.
The large donut-shaped scanner is the reason for the mobile stroke unit's existence, one of only about 20 in the country and 30 in the world. It can identify on the scene if someone is having a stroke, and if so, what kind. There are two kinds of strokes. 15% are caused by a brain bleed. 85% stem from a blood clot in the brain. For clots, patients get a drug called IVTPA, but that medication cannot be given to patients that have brain bleeds.
The nickname for TPA is clot buster. So if you're getting a clot busting medication, that is a medicine that can potentially cause bleeding. So if you already have bleeding in the brain, giving TPA on top of that would be catastrophic.
That's Dr. BJ Hicks, who helps direct the stroke program at Ohio Health Riverside Methodist Hospital and is the physician in charge of the mobile unit. But that CT scanner is too expensive to put in every ambulance. And while it exists in a typical hospital setting, Hicks explains the time it takes to get there can be dangerous, even deadly.
So unlike almost any other medical emergency, stroke is very time dependent. Because you lose up to 2 million neurons per minute of having a significant when you have a significant stroke.
Strokes are the leading cause of paralysis in the U.S. and the fifth leading cause of death. Every minute saved in delivering stroke treatment can add a day onto a person's life. The team is collecting their own data, keeping track of patients for up to 8 months after their stroke to compare their outcomes to people who didn't use the unit. They've already treated more than 40 strokes in their first 6 months.
Our hope is that in 5-10 years from now, there's going to be mobile stroke units, just like there's EMS in all sorts of towns around the country. This is where we want to be in the future, and we're just extremely happy that Columbus is on the cutting edge.
Respond on 9 EMS 1, EMS 17, stroke 1.
At the sound of the alarm, the team hops Riverside into the unit. Five. CT tech Jessica Swaggart makes sure the machine is locked into place.
This keeps it stationary as the truck's moving.
The CT scanner is kind of your baby, right?
Yeah.
The flashing lights turn on, illuminating a sign on the garage door that says, "You got this." Then the mobile unit hits the streets. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.